The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. In the Southern Ocean surrounding Antarctica, blue whales were nearly wiped out by industrial whaling from the 1820s to the 1940s. But now, with whaling curtailed, the whales are surging back. By 2066, blue whale numbers could be back to historic levels, 239,000 animals. For conservationists, this last-minute rescue of the largest animals on Earth is a good news story. For others, the blue whale's return is a daunting prospect. As conventional thinking suggests, the resurgence of these massive creatures with their equally massive appetites is creating an ever greater competition for the commercial krill fishery. However, blue whales don't decimate krill populations. They bolster them. The Southern Ocean is short of iron, an essential nutrient for phytoplankton. Blue whale feces, however, has an iron concentration more than a million times higher than the background seawater. By defecating in surface waters, blue whales essentially fertilize their own feeding grounds with the nutrients needed to sustain the growth of their krill prey. It's all in the circle of poop.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, and is supported by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business.